Blog Talk Radio.
Albertsons and Tom Thumb gas rewards are now better than ever. Just shop at Albertsons and Tom Thumb to earn gas reward points. Redeem up to 20 cents off per gallon at participating Chevron or Texaco stations and up to $1 off at Tom Thumb stations. Sign up at Albertsons.com/rewards or TomThumb.com today. Already signed up? Sign into your Albertsons or Tom Thumb app. Maximum gas reward at participating Chevron or Texaco stations is 20 cents per gallon and $1 per gallon at Tom Thumb stations, up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at Albertsons.com/rewards.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to our program. I'm your host, Minister Joy Lewis, and you're listening to Free on the Inside, an internet program to inform you, to encourage you, and to challenge you to be all you could be. I'm excited this morning about our guest that's coming on here. She's no stranger to our program. She's coming back to give us an update, to let us know that God is still busy. God is still up to something. Sometimes we look around and we don't think God is doing nothing, but I challenge you to open your eyes to see what God is doing. Before we bring our guest on this morning, we'd just like to say, this show is sponsored by Granny's Place Ministry. Granny's Place Ministry is a nonprofit ministry that is meeting the needs of our young men and women at risk. I encourage you to go to our website, grannyplaceministry.org, and see what Granny's Place Ministry is up to. And also, we have a volunteer link. Please log on to that volunteer link and see if you could be a part of Help Change a Life. That's our motto, Help Change a Life. I don't do this here unawarely, know that I can't do anything. It's God that does these things here. But I encourage you to be about our Father's business. I encourage you to interject yourself into ministry, into the lives of other people, and see what can be done. You know, because guess what? Neither one of us made it here on our own. Someone helped us. Someone encouraged us. Someone told us that we were more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. I will call in number for this particular show that you can call in and speak to our guest. That number is 310-982-4126. That's my personal number where you can call to be a part of this show. But the studio number this morning is 310-982-4126. Again, that studio number is 310-982-4126. But without any further delay, I am so honored and pleased to have this young lady come on this morning. I look around and see what she's doing, and I see that she's very active in the ministry. She's very active in the lives of young people. At this time, I'd like to introduce to you Miss Allen with No More Violence Ministry. Good morning, Miss Allen.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Welcome to our program.
Thank you.
I'm so happy to have you aboard here. You know, I've been following you on Facebook, and I see the thing that you're doing, and it really puts a smile on my face knowing that I'm not alone, because I have a passion and a heart to reach out with young people also, and also the one that's incarcerated. And I'm glad to see I'm not on the battlefield by myself.
All right. Praise God.
So tell us, introduce yourself to our listening audience, and tell us about this ministry, No More Violence.
Yes, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to share with your people and across the world. To God be the glory on everything that he's doing, even right now as we even speak. I am the founder of No More Violence Organization and the No More Violence Youth Convention. The No More Violence has been such an awesome opportunity to share with the community of many victims' families that has lost their children to acts of violence. And as a ministry, we are there to be a support system to them. And a lot of times what you'll find that a lot of victims' family don't have that support as much as you think that you would see on the outside of even media or a television or a newspaper. But that's what we're here for as a ministry, as believers, to be a support system as well as to embrace these victims and let them know that they're not alone. And not only that, I always say it's really a twofold ministry because we're there for the victims as well as the youth. A lot of time our youth are a witness to trauma and sometimes don't have that support as well. And so that's what we are here for, to be there for them. And No More Violence, even this year, we're actually getting ready to celebrate 6-year anniversary. To God be the glory on everything that he has done through this year and through the 6 years of us being there for many victims' families. I was just sharing with someone the other day, I said, you know, we started out with 4 victims' families, And the thing about it is that we see that the violence has increased so tremendously that we're up to 19 victims' families in No More Violence organization.
Yes.
And as you can see, that the crime rate has increased. And now is a time that we have to really, really come to the forefront, to the community, and not just see the crimes at the moment, but they're ongoing for the families. As you see, lately we've been seeing a lot of young people being killed to violence. And the thing about it is that we have to be more involved, not only just on the outside of the community, but involved as parents to our children and getting in their business, knowing what they're doing all the time. And sometimes they may not understand why we do what we do, but even as a mother of my three girls, I stay involved, even at the ages that they are as grown women. But I have to stay because they don't understand even what I'm involved in myself. I take that personally to not only my daughters, but be involved in other children's lives that are even not my own. And so that's what God is calling us to do.
You know, Alan, that is so true, because I remember when I was younger, the neighborhood took ownership of the kids in the neighborhood. So when, even though I wasn't around my parents now, that my neighbors and friends, they saw that I would do the right thing. If I wasn't acting right, they said, hey, cut that out, go home, I'm going to stop you from doing this. And I see what you're saying, we are involved in it. We got to a point in society where you said, this is my kid and you're not to touch my kid. But if I don't touch him, somebody else will. And someone's going to do them harm, and they're going to be incarcerated, and they're going to be broken down, and they're going to be hurt. And so we have to take ownership of these things. So yes, it's not my son or daughter, but I love them and respect them like they're my own. And I can hear that in your voice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and the thing about it is that I'm surrounded by young people every day, all day. If it's not church ministry where I teach in children's ministry, I work in a school district. I'm over a program of over 300 children. I'm with that as well. And then even in the organization, I'm with young people. So I see everything all day, every day. And, you know, hats off to single parents that are raising their children. And I see that all the time, every day, to where they try their best. And I wish I could just do more for those single parents to try to let them know they're not alone as well. And the more concern that I share even with children's ministry in my church is that I'm concerned so much more during the summertime, because a lot of time our young people are so idle that if they have so much free time on their hands during the summer to work. And I even see it. Yesterday was my last day of working in the office of a school district. And as I'm looking through the window, I'm still seeing young people walking the street. And it haven't even really started yet. So that let me know that these children are being unsupervised and they're so easily to be provoked or go a different direction than they're not supposed to. So we just really want to pray and cover every young person this summer, because you just never know how the enemy may come in and distract them and get them off course.
Oh, that is so true. So, and then, you know, you work in the school district, you see the changes that just a few months of unsupervisory can do to them. When they come back, they're rebellious, they're stubborn, they're not as active as they used to be because they had that time where they were just left unto themselves. So you see that firsthand. And so I hear you. I hear you. Now you put together a program through No More Violence Ministry that's it's called a youth conference. Now, I was looking at your program and your flyer. Oh, my God, I want to be there. You got some heavy hitters there. You brought out the big guns. So tell us about the upcoming youth conference. And some of the guests, we can't go through all of them, but just give us an insight. You know, whet our appetite. Allow us to come on out.
Well, praise God. To God be the glory again for what he's doing. What we did was definitely be in prayer on how we can gather our victims as well as our young people together, because they are so exposed to see it on TV and not sometime in real life. But through this convention, what you will see is that we as a community, we're coming together to partner up with a lot of churches in the local community to see them as where we can be a support to their ministry. because I believe every church has someone that has been going through some type of violence or may have experienced someone that has lost a loved one to violence. And so we're partnering with a lot of different churches. Thank to God that we met a church in the Dallas area, which is Mesquite Friendship Baptist Church in Mesquite, Texas. Pastor Turner saw our vision and allow us to host our No More Violence Youth Convention, which will be held July the 21st, 22nd. And what we're doing is that we have youth services each night. We're traveling every 2 years to a different city to fit this, so that way we can impact every community to share the awareness and bring the gospel, which is almost the first important thing. And so because that, our theme is Destined for Change. And we know that destiny speaks a lot in volumes, and we really want people to know that we are destined. We are determined to make a change. Even if we have to save one person, we're awesome. We're praising God for that. And it's coming out of 2 Colossians 7:14. And we know we have heard this passage so many times, and I just feel that it's a time for us to understand this passage even more, because it says, if my people, and when I started reading the first letter that says, if, God said he knew some wasn't going to be able to do this, but he said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, and that's what we see in the communities. We see so much wickedness, and that's where you see all the violence. But God said, if you turn to me, he said, I will heal. Then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive them their sins, and I will heal the land. And that's what we need right now. We need healing. We need prayer. And so through this convention, what you will see, a lot of those victims that we have in No More Violence organization that has lost their children to violence, they are our instructors for this convention. To God be glory, that has given them the strength to be able to share and actually pour into the life of young people that they may never see again. And so this is what this convention is about. You will see young people that has lost their parents to violence. They will be in attendance. You will see parents that are still grieving, but they're still there, and we are there to embrace them. So it's a two-day youth convention, and we are so excited to even have so many people that has given up and volunteering their time to invest in our young people in the community. So we ask everyone to come out and be a part of a free community event. And the thing about when you say free, it's all because we staffed that on faith with no funding and asked God to provide, and he has done just that.
Oh, that's powerful. That's powerful. We're speaking with Miss Allen with No More Violence Ministry. And she's putting together, her and her ministry team is putting together a youth conference that's coming up this month here. You too can call in and ask her some questions. Just encourage her. That number is 310-982-4126 is our studio call-in number to speak with Miss Allen, the founder of No More Violence Ministry. Now, Miss Allen, you got some other things coming up, too. You have a lot going on, but I love that. I love that because God will put, he will just give us. He'd give us what we need. He, like they said, he will put no more on you than you can bear. So I'm surprised when people say, you do it too much. Wait a minute. God put this on my plate. I didn't pick this up, you know. I know that's the last thing in your mind you want to add into the ministry, but you see things are being presented to you. And what's the beauty of it? It's so easy. You tell them, God said, okay, I want you to do this. And Lord, I don't know what to do, but he said, get up. Now go over here. And before you know it, the church said, okay, you can host it over here. Say, go over here and say, yeah, I'll be a part of what you're doing. You know, because you listen to the voice of our Heavenly Father, and he's directing, and he's ordering your steps. And some people don't realize that. Some people think they do it a whole lot. But to me, and I can tell you, you're not doing half of the stuff that God wants you to do. Because God got so much stuff for you to do, but he know that we're here on earth. We're living in the flesh. We can't do everything. So he'll give us just enough to do what we need to do, then he'll bring something else on. Now, you're doing something else, too, that's a summertime event. I done played baseball myself, and I enjoy it. But you are hosting and putting together a tournament. Tell us about the baseball tournament.
Yes, we're also doing a fundraiser for the convention. We're doing a softball tournament. It's actually one of our board members for No More Violence organization, No More Violence Youth Convention. Minister Ricardo Cooper is our organizer for that. We're excited that he has partnered with a young lady to do a softball tournament in Cedar Hill, Texas. And this is a great opportunity to get our young people involved in something that they love to do. You know, God has given everyone some type of talent or gift, and this is an opportunity for them to come out and have fun. And not only that, we're able to share the awareness in every event that we do. We can have fun, but we also want to make sure we share that prevention and awareness of a violence in what we do. And so we're excited to have that on July the 15th. I believe that's the date on there. I got so many dates going on in my mind, Lord, just keep my mind focused. But I believe it's July the 15th. It's a week before our convention. And I do also want to mention that through our convention, we will also have a basketball game right after the Violence Awareness Workshop, which will be held Saturday, July the 22nd at 9:30. And this is free as well. After we transition into the workshop, we will have a basketball game called Building Bridges, Youth versus Mesquite Police Department and Dallas-Fort Worth Police Department. And it gives our young people the opportunity to build that relationship with police officers, so that way when they see them, they won't be so much afraid. They're human like us. They try to protect us as much as they can as possible. And so we want to give them opportunity to have that time of fun and enjoyment with our police officers. So some of them are known, and some of them are not, you know, some of them have some bad apples, but some of them are good. And so we want to embrace our young people with these police officers, and we'll be doing that as well.
Oh, that's powerful. You know what? I do juvenile ministry also, and that's what I encourage our young men. I say, even though you're here in juvenile, you're in the legal system, you could end up being a police officer. You could end up being a probation officer. You know, you could end up doing these things. God could turn that thing around if you see the benefit of it. So my hat goes off to you and the ministry team that's putting together something like that. Because our young people need to know that we're surrounded by people that care about you, even though they're in a position of authority. And because guess what? This society without laws and regulations, man, I don't want to live here. You know, I like the movies, but I don't want reality to be, you know, be like a movie, Mad Max, you know, where everybody's taking care of their own business. So, and my hat goes off to you. Now, tell me something, based on your knowledge of it, how many people is in the basketball team? Because I could maybe able to put together some guys, you know, because sometimes teams are 3-on-3 or 4-on-4. Do you know exactly how many people will be playing in a given game per team?
We'll start the game at 12 o'clock and we'll end at 3. And so the way Ricardo have it set up that you can contact him, Ricardo Cooper, as of right now, I know he already have about 13 or 15 young people that have signed up. And I think it's 3-on-3. I'm not for sure. Don't quote me on that.
Yeah.
But we're still opening it up for registration and to sign up for the basketball game. So it's still open. We'll have room to do that as well as the softball game. The difference in the softball is the fundraiser, and all proceeds will go towards the operations of the convention to where we can feed our young people each night of the youth service, as well as after the workshop that we'll be able to feed them as well. So it's a reason, a purpose behind that. But, again, as a convention, it is free to everything that we're doing for the community.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I like that. Now, one other thing on these softball, I know I'm going to call a number, but just for as we talking, so if our listening audience can hear, is it a co-op where men and women playing together, or just all men on one time and women, or what? How does it range based on your knowledge?
Yes, it is co-ed. It is co-ed.
Okay.
He is opening it up for all, yes. And the young lady that's actually that's the overseer, she has done the softball nationally, and so she has brought in a lot of people to come in, and I know she has 10 teams already. I do know that, and so she's really trying to get our young people involved in doing something that they love to do, which is their softball game.
And that's great. That's great. And you know what? We'll be surprised when our young people start, like you said, team building and working together. You may have seen it. I did a garden over at one of our juvenile center. And little did I know that those young men were going to take ownership of that garden. I did not know that they was going to go out there and they were going to do the things. I thought they would put the garden down and I had to come over and till it and take care of it. But they really took ownership, and they didn't want any of the staff to mess with it. And they ended up, and the garden ended up yielding them some fruit. And they have a kitchen, and they was preparing burned some of that fruit that they grew in their garden. And I was telling them about how their life, if they invest some time and talent in the things that they desire to do to be successful, it'll yield fruit. If you go to school and invest your time in studying and applying what you learn in school, it'll yield some fruit. If you develop relationships and you invest your time and talent, it's going to yield some fruit. And the young man's eyes open up. They say, wow, it may be some truth to that. I say, it is some truth. You eating on it right now. You eating off the fruit that you spent, you know, the thing that you invested your time in. So my hat goes off to you, because what you're doing, those are teaching moments. They're teaching them how to pray, how to work together as a team, how to support other people when they've been successful. Because you're going to have winners and losers. And you got to be able to appreciate someone when they winning. Because when you start winning, you want that appreciation too. And, you know, we do a birthday presentation at the Juvenile Center. And little did I know that these young men were going to take that to heart. They tell me all the time. They said, I got a birthday coming up next month. I got a birthday coming up. And I didn't have to think nothing of it. And I give them a wallet. And I tell them about this wallet. This wallet is only as valuable as the things you put in it. You know, you're a young lady, and you have purses. But you have many purses, but it's only one purse that's valuable to you. That's the one that you got all your property in and your resources in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was telling them that, you know, these things are only as valuable as you put in it, relationships, school, whatever it may be. And if you put something in it, you get something out. It don't do me good, any good to walk around with a wallet that ain't put no money in it, because I can't take no money out. You know, so put your family pictures in, put stuff in there that means a lot to you, and that's the way it is with life. So I like what you're doing, because you're letting these people know that it's value in working together, it's value in doing other things. Because guess what? Some people never played organized sports before like that, you know? Without being in a fight, you know, they said, well, I know something going to happen. I'm going to be ready. Hey, you play a organized sport at the end of the game, you all shake hands and you all sit down and eat. That's like, wow, man, I ain't never done that before. I'm mad at somebody, you know. And so thank you for doing what you do. Now, tell us now, time is winding down. At this, at your youth conference, you got a list of people. What are some of the things that you're going to have that's going to come out? Because I'm looking here where you got a few facilitators are running some things, giving their presentation. So what are some of the things that's going to be at the youth conference so they can gather up their young people and older people to come out and support what you're doing? Say, hey, I need to know that. I need to be involved in that.
Yes, what we have is, as I shared with there earlier, that we're several of our victims that have lost their children are our instructors. What you will have is that the convention, the Violence Awareness Workshop is for all ages. We have ages from 5 to 8 all the way to men. So we have classes with beginners through to 5, which is our peacemakers. We have our primary classes, which is 6 through 8, which is our suicide and bullying class. That's a mother that lost her son who commits suicide. Then we have our juniors class, a mother from gun violence has lost her son to gun violence, where she'll be teaching gun prevention. And then we all have our intermediate, which is a young man from just graduated from Bryan High School. He started actually a No More Violence club in his school teaching on self-esteem. So he'll be teaching you are valuable. And then we'll also have our college and young adult, and he will be teaching on hazing prevention. He's substituting for one of our victims' family that her son was killed from hazing from Prairie View. And then we'll have a teen class, and this is a young man from the federal government that will be teaching the law enforcement on how to comply with police officers. And we'll also have a family domestic violence class from the set of two families that was killed in Bethlehemville some years ago from the Dallas Mavericks killed the two sets of family. They'll be teaching on family domestic violence, and they'll still have the young son, the survivor from the domestic violence. He will be there as well. And then we'll have the men's class called Effects of Domestic Violence, where he lost his mother. Dad shot the mother. And so we'll have all of that taking place of different classes for everyone. And great opportunity to get educated during the workshop at that time, from starting at 9:30, and all this is free. And if the parents bring their children, we will also give them free backpacks and school supplies as well, and a free lunch.
Right. Wow, that's great. That's great. And I know there's a lot of stuff going on at that awareness workshop, so I encourage everyone within my listening voice to come on out and support what they are doing. It definitely will make a difference in the lives of our young men and women and older adults, because sometimes we're suffering from things that happen to us, trauma. And I heard you mention that, you know, how to get over these traumas. You know, we are suffering. A lot of times we act them out in behaviors that's not normal, and you don't never know, you know, somebody's suffering, but they don't know how to handle it, so they may start drinking and drugging or being abusive to family, friends, and loved ones. That's because they're suffering from trauma. So thank you for bringing that to our attention there, because as we go through life, we have all been affected one way or the other by these things here, and by the grace and the mercy of God that He sent people in our life to help us and to navigate and to help heal us. And then the scripture said that when you are restored, you to strengthen your brother. Lord, what would you have me to do? I don't know how to do this, but no, you don't have to. I'm going to give you the power. I'm going to give you the resources. I'm going to send people into your life to encourage you. And that's what it is. Just face it, Miss Allen, we don't do this here alone. We don't even have no idea. I tease my wife sometimes. I said, you know, I don't know what I'm doing. Should I tell anybody? She said, no, because this is God's business. Because people look at me and you, they say, wait a minute, y'all ain't got enough intellect to do what you do, but you're doing it. You're doing it. How the world you able to pull all these people together and you don't do this? You're a house mother. You're a house wife. You're a teacher, but yet you're reaching out beyond your own comfort zone. And that's God.
Well, it's nobody but God. But the thing about it is when you listen to Him and you do what He said, and the Bible said if you write the vision, He'll make it plain. The thing about it, if you listen to Him and do what He say do, then He will add and He will draw people to what He has asked you to do. So the drawing is there because you are being obedient to what God has called you to do. And so that's what we see. When you do what God tell you to do, He will do the drawing. You don't have to do so much because He will connect you to what, and He will supply you, equip you with everything that you need. And the thing about it is, I know your show is getting ready to almost get done. I do want to ask this one more thing, is that
you're right here.
That same day of Saturday, as you see, a lot of the victims that have recently lost their children of violence, I just sent out 19 invitations of every victim's family that we have in No More Violence. We will be doing a Restoring Hope balloon release at the church in the parking lot that same day. And what you will find is 19 victim family, and we're expecting a large crowd because we're expecting to bring their family and loved ones, that we're going to honor each one of those children's lives, because to know that they're not alone, they're not walking this journey by themselves. We as a community is still there. And I say that because when the time of the family has lost their loved ones, you see that crowd, you see that gathering, but you see it begin to fade away as the days and the months go by. And so we as an organization, we do that all year round. We're just not in their lives just at that moment, but we are continually let them know that they are not forgotten. We are here for you, and that's what we are as believers. We have to continue to be there for one another, even if it's not our own family. And so we invite the community to come out to a lot of the victims that you may have seen recently that have been on media that will be in attendance, because we want them to know they're there. We are here for them.
Oh, that is so true. Well, thank you. Now, Ms. Allen, thank you for being a guest on the program. You've been a great guest and free on the inside. I love that because you got that freedom to do these things. People don't think that, people don't really think that, but, sometimes things try to bind us. Sometimes things try to hinder us. But you have that freedom to say, I'm going to do this here, and I'm going to encourage other people to do it. And guess what? God honored that. He honored that by bringing other men in life to support you, to encourage you. Because some people can't do it, but they're encouraging you. Why they show a love and support. So thank you for what you're doing, because I know the effects of it. We have young men that's in jail for murder. Here you are, you 13 years old, brother. Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. And then they say, wow, I can't undo these things. Yeah, but you can stop and tell somebody the errors of your ways and save their soul from death. That's James 5:20. Let them know the errors of their ways and save their soul from death and cover a multitude of sin. You got people in your conference That's telling people about, hey, these things ain't right, but you don't have to live like this here. You can turn these things around. And so thank you. And if we get ready to wind down this program, once again, give us some dates. Encourage us to come on out here, because this is a worthwhile deal that you're doing. It's worthwhile. It's worth people spending their time and their energy and their resources in supporting this ministry.
Yes, I encourage the listening audience as well as the community that if you have been affected in some type of way, whether lost a friend or family or loved one or know someone, either have a son or daughter or relatives that you know that can really be impacted by just coming each one of the days or either one of the days, we will welcome you with open arms to understand that we want to be there for everyone that has been impacted in some type of way or either just want to start being involved into the community. Now is a good time to come in. And not only that, just now, this is all year round that we do this, that you're welcome to be a part of our organization, which is actually a ministry. But you're welcome to come Friday, July the 21st, at Mesquite Friendship Baptist Church, which is our host church. We're not affiliated with any churches. This convention is organized by No More Violence. We thank and praise God for Mesquite Friendship Baptist Church for opening the doors, for allowing us to have our convention there. And you're welcome to come again July the 21st. It's right off of Highway 80 in Mesquite, Texas, off the service road of Galloway. And we'll be there at 7 o'clock, and you can welcome to come Saturday, July the 22nd, we'll start the Violence Awareness Workshop at 9:30, and that class will last from 9:30 to 10:45, and then we'll break up and have the basketball game, and after that, the victim's balloon release later on the afternoon at 6:30. You're welcome to attend all of that events. We open you with welcome arms. You're also welcome to come and share and be a part of the youth service each night. We will have Roland Terrard that will be preaching Friday night, and then we will have the youth minister at our Mesquite Friendship Baptist Church, Reverend Caleb Turner, that night, which is Saturday, July the 21st. We have some other, just stay tuned to our Facebook. We have four Facebook pages, which is No More Violence Organization. We have the No More Violence Youth Convention. We have the Victims with Purpose. And we also have the No More Violence Gospel Community Choir that will also be singing both nights of the convention. We also have different ministries from the Metroplex that will be coming in and minister. And just stay tuned on our Facebook page to see the updates of different ministries that will be coming and being and taking part of it. My number where you can contact me if you would like to be involved is 972-805-7648. Again, 972-805-7648. Or you can email me at trish4nomore@gmail.com. And it's trish4nomore@gmail.com.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you once again. You know, I'm going to tell you a little secret. Every time you Facebook me, I share your information. So whenever I get something from you, I'm going to share it. I'm letting everybody know
that
No More Violence is active and well and looking for volunteers, you know, because thank you for what you're doing. You know, I never know the life that, we could be around some young man and we see he's doing well because of ministries like yours. We see young men that are taking on jobs working, and they working, and they are doing things that we say, wow, we need to have more young men like that. Then maybe because of what they experienced through No More Violence or people that's connected with them, it changed their lives. I don't take nothing for granted. I don't take it for granted. So when I see a young man working at a grocery store, I say, wait, somebody intervened in that young man's life. Young man, tell me they're going to college. Because mm-hmm. someone encouraged them to go to college. And maybe, mm-hmm. maybe it was someone in your organization that changed the lives of a young person. So thank you for what you do, and my hat goes off to you, and I pray for much success in anything that you do concerning the Word of God, and that your family be blessed and everything that you attach yourself to be blessed for the kingdom.
Thank you Amen. So much. To God be the glory again on everything that he's doing. I'm just giving him the praise through the midst of all of that. And again, we're stepping out on faith, and the community is welcome to donate. We are a 501c3 organization. And, if there's anybody in their heart to want to give, we definitely appreciate it, large or small.
Well, God bless you. Thank you. And, I would love to have you be on here at a later date. You know, you always have a voice on our program. So anything coming up that the community and this country need to know about, please, please, please make use of that number. You always have a voice with us, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Well, God bless you. God bless you. Oh, what a great interview that we had there with Miss Allen with No More Violence. Amen. She was a great she have to go and do some other things this morning, so we want to thank her. Now we have another guest that's on the line this morning. He's been waiting very patiently, but before I bring him on, I'd like to just go ahead and get this public announcement. You're listening to Free on the Inside, the internet program to inform you, to encourage you, and to challenge you to be all you could be. We have our co-host on the line there, Mr. Richard Daniels. He's on the line. We're going to bring him on here shortly. But that number that you could call in and be a part of this program to speak to our guest, that number is 310-982-4126. It's a studio number. It's a toll-free number. So lock that into your phone. Please call us. We're on here every Saturday morning, as the Lord permits it, from 8 to 9. We've been fortunate to have two guests an episode. We've been doing this for a number of years. So we thank God for his favor. His favor for our studio audience here that continually to listen to this program. We pray that what we're doing is making a difference, that's informing you, that's encouraging you, that's challenging you to be about our Father business. Without any further delay, I'd like to bring on to you at this time a good friend of mine's, Apostle Crawford. He's putting together a program, him and his ministry team. And they're going beyond themselves, and they're looking into the needs of other men and women, and they just want to encourage us to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. So the next voice you'll hear will be Apostle Crawford. Good morning, Apostle.
God bless you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. God bless you. Thank you for holding on, waiting and stuff. Thank you very much.
Well, it's an honor, man, you know, to be on your show. And just enjoying everything we heard from the other ministry before us. They are doing a lot of wonderful things.
Yeah, with No More Violence.
Well.
Oh, great ministry, yes.
Yes.
And I want to encourage you now, on Facebook, me and you are Facebook friends, and I send you stuff from time to time. And so the No More Violence ministry, brother, a powerful ministry. And so I want you to look into that, man, and see what you can do. Because, you know, man, you got a passion for young people. We talk about that. You were over at the Juvenile Center with me. So what we're going to do is try to put together some young men and, you know, be a part of some group activities outside of the jail. Because they allow young men to come to church with me. They have a little faith in ministry and what we're doing to allow those young men to be entrusted to us, man. That's awesome.
That's right. That's right.
So
that's right. And
together,
we look forward to it.
Yeah, maybe we could put together us a basketball team or a softball team or whatever the thing provide and allow these young men to know that they could be successful and that the thing that they're involved in don't have to hold them, don't have to limit them, you know, because let's face it, sin have a way of limiting us. We can only go so far. We can only do so much. We can only stay so long. But glory be to God that he comes to set us free, being free on the inside.
That's right. That's right. And I'm glad to be free on the inside.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, because you know, we all have been held hostage at one time or another. Was it big sin or little sin? And none of us is immune from
that's
it.
That's right.
So, Apostle, you're doing some things today, and you encouraged me to come on over because you know that we walk the same path. But yet you're doing some things that are going beyond your own comfort zone, and you're out to meet the needs of other people. What's you have coming up today that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Today, the name of our ministry is Fellowship of Believers Ministries. We're in the West Dallas area. So proud and so grateful for this ministry, grateful for the people that are part of this ministry. Again, what we're doing today is that we're feeding the homeless. We're feeding them. We're doing sack lunches today. And, again, you know, anything that anybody can do, I think, is always a blessing to help those who don't have anything or not much at all. So we're going to be over in the South Dallas area. Anybody that's listening outside the Dallas area, again, that's more of our poor neighborhoods. We'll be at what they call Tent City. A lot of the homeless people there are living in tents. A lot of them are sleeping on the ground, under bridges. So we want to go and be a blessing, not only just feed them, but we also want to just love on them, you know, because we're all brothers and sisters in Christ, and we have to continue to lift each other up. You know, just like Aaron and them held Moses' arms up, we have to hold our brothers and sisters in Christ, regardless of their situations or, you know, what they're going through at that time. So, again, we'll be over there feeding them. We'll also be witnessing to them, offering prayer, counsel, or just to even be a friend. You know, sometimes, you know, I think sometimes we don't want to get so caught up, Minister Lewis, in just feeding to the point to where we forget to be a brother or sister or a friend.
Amen.
You know, to them as well. You know, it's easy to walk over and say, here's something to eat and then leave. But I think as godly men and women, we should be more than that. We should actually show the love of Christ and be able to hug and comfort and console and you know, do all the things that's necessary that the saints of God should do outside of just offering them a meal. So we're excited about that. Our plan is to try to do this every 2 months. You know, I know, again, we're a small ministry, but there are some other bigger ministries. But if everybody's on board, you know, again, you know, they can have something pretty much every day. If every ministry in the city of Dallas or just even the outskirts of Dallas would just jump on board to try to help, you know, our homeless sections, you know, whether it's being in Dallas or over across in Fort Worth. So we're excited just to be able to do our part and to give an effort. And I thank you so very much for just coming out, sharing with us and being with us and helping us minister. Because, you know, it's always good to work with people who have a joy and who have a passion down on the inside to do these things and not just doing it just to say that they've done it, but know that they're doing it because it's all for God's glory.
Amen. You know what? I feel the same way too, because you was over at our juvenile ministry when we did the the National Day of Prayer, and you saw how receptive
right.
those young men was, how they were looking with glazed eyes, and how they were looking and they were holding on to the words of men that had been there that messed up. You say, hey, I messed this thing up, but God, and through God's people, they restored me. And I'm letting you know now that you could be restored. And you saw that, and you see how effective it is. So tell us about that experience, because we want to talk about this street ministry, because as I go down there, I see men and women and kids also that seem to be out of place. And I only pray for and get them resources, but I also say, hey, there's a place over here you can go to, Dallas Life Foundation. I minister down there once a week. There's a shelter for men and women and families. So you don't have to live on the street. You don't have to live like that. There's places
right.
to go, you know. But, you know, sometimes people have to be, you know, they just have to go through some things. But I always let them know I got some books that I'm going to give out today, some resource books about shelters to go to and the information you need, the ID and what these shelters offer. These people, they know this. They already know it, but this pamphlet would reinforce them. One time they land at the wits end, they look at this and say, I know where this place is. I can go there. I got the things I need to get there. And so,
right,
you know,
right.
My hat goes off to you. So tell us about your experience over at the juvenile when you went with us.
At the juvenile, at the Cottrell House, the juvenile center had a wonderful time, man. Thank you so very much again for allowing us to serve with you. And I love using that word serve, because we're called to serve. And just to serve those young men was awesome, to share our testimony. And then, you know, I even like just even sitting in between them while you all was talking to them, because, you know, I don't want to be the standish off type, you know, because I know God called me to this. And I think, you know, whether it's dealing with young people, whether it be male or female or in the prisons or in the jail system or in the, or homeless, you have to know how to interact. You just can't you can't stand off and expect them to receive you. You have to know how to interact. So it was great interacting with them, talking about, you know, the garden. I seen the garden that they've been planting. I seen the vegetables and everything that they're growing in the garden. Those young men are really excited about that. And then to be able to talk to them about our past and to tell them again, because they always asking, well, how you come out? And I can only say one name, and his name is Jesus. I can't speak of nobody else in the Bible.
Yeah.
I can't talk about nobody. I mean, it's all about Jesus. He was the one that reached way down and picked me up when I didn't even love myself. He loved me enough to come into my life and say, all I had to do was say yes to him. And so it was so nice talking to him about it. It was nice talking to him about just life. One of the young men, I got a chance to talk to him about some things. He was ready to really turn his life around, but because his family didn't believe, because he messed up a couple times. And I told him again, but the Bible says a just man falls 7 times 7. You know, it's people who still continue to hold things in their hearts against us. When God has already forgiven us, all we have to do is just make that official turn to keep moving forward. Everybody's not going to always go with you in your transition to move out of the bad into good. because some people expect you to stay there for the rest of your life because that's where they've planted you. But God is saying, I'm uprooting those who wants to change. If you want to change in your life, it's the same thing with the homeless. You know what I'm saying? I talked to some of them, you know, Minister Lewis, some of them believe that they're not going to get off the streets.
But
we have to go down and give them that expectation. You know, give them that, hey, man, you know, God don't want you here. You know what I'm saying? You every day you get up, even though you're getting up off the ground or you're getting up out of a tent, you still have to believe that God got something better for you. Same thing in the juvenile system, same thing in the jail system. This is just a detour. This is not your last stop. Come on, you just passing through this.
And that is so true, Apostle, you know, because that's why I go down to the Dallas Life Foundation, because when I meet men and women that living on the street that seem to be out of place, I got some information for them. I said, now, you go down here, you ask for this person, you ask for that person, and you tell them that the ministry sent you down there. Because I feel empowerment. You go down there having a name, and then that way you can get some assistance or you can get some help. You can get a breakthrough, because people, I went down there and they ignored me, and, you know, but I just didn't have the patience. But you arm them. You pray for them, and then you say, go. And then they go out and then they can see the results of it. Because let's face it, people are such short-tempered, and people have no patience at all. And there's nothing we can do about that, but we can tell them about Jesus. Jesus will calm things. He'll set things in order. So you said something there.
Yeah, and we're excited, man. We're excited to try to help as many people as we can. Also, I want to throw in here real quick again, we're still working on our 100 Men March.
Okay,
It's coming along. And so, again, that's something that God laid on my heart to do with getting 100 men to march, not against what's going on in the world as far as what Donald Trump, some people are upset with what Donald Trump is doing or they don't like things in the government. This is for men. This is for us to march because God called us to be dominionaries. And when we're dominionaries, God has given us the authority to be the protectors and the providers of our own communities. We don't have to wait on 911. We don't have to wait on the police to come serve our community. When men are there and God called us to be the protectors of our homes and our communities, our streets, our neighborhoods, the alleys, the backways, wherever is in our neighborhood, we are the men. We are the dominionaries God has given us. In other words, a dominionaire is someone who makes destiny decisions. We don't make temporary decisions. We make lifelong destiny decisions. We need these men to stand up, and let's take our communities back.
Oh, that's so true. And that's why we have to have our young men. We have to undergird them and let them know, yes, you may have fallen, but you can get up, and you're surrounded by people. That's why each year we put together a men's conference, and we invite our young men and old men to come out to get them information they can use dealing with life situations concerning the Word of God. This year our program was called A Mind, Body, and Soul, where we talked about the financial aspect of things, and we talked about relationships, where we had a marriage counseling session. And we had a father and son relationship and things. So we want to grow off of that. Let our young men know, yes, I understand you, I hear you, but you know, you living in one era and I'm living in another, but yeah, we could come together. And I love that. That's what
exactly.
You know, I bring together ministries like this with the No More Violence, and I really want us to put together something and get involved in something like that, because we're dealing with young people, because that's our next generation. These are people that we need to kind
That's
of, you know, speak into their lives. And we done been there, done that. And this way, we can't save everybody, but we can encourage them, you know, because for one plants and one waters, you know, well, you might be planting a seed, I may be watering, and another ministry is getting the fruit from it or the blessing. So we all in this together.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah,
and I'm excited, man.
Yeah, go right ahead.
I was going to say again, I was excited to even be a part of that, the men's conference you had. It was a blessing, man, just to meet so many different men of different cultures. You know, it wasn't just our black brothers, but it was also some of our white brothers and Caucasian and Hispanic brothers as well that was a part of this conference, and it was amazing. It was an awesome conference that the Lord gave you to put on for these young men.
We thank God for it, and we thank God for the ministry team that helped pull that together. And, you know, these are people that we work with throughout the year with the Victory Outreach Temp Ministry and with Dallas Life Foundation and Reconciliation and some people from the Salvation Army. And so all these things were coming together for the glory of God. And these are men. They're men that have families, that have loved ones that's praying for them. And maybe somebody prayers would answer through that type of setting. Maybe somebody's eyes was open through that type of setting. But yet, it's a lot more work to be done. It's a lot more work. Now, tell us now, where's your church located and some and the time of your service? And then, again, tell us about the ministry event coming up today at noon.
Again, we are located in West Dallas. Again, we're about 7 minutes from downtown Dallas. We're at 2026 Calypso Street, Dallas, Texas. That's off Hampton Road. Again, our services, our Bible studies are Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. We just changed the time, so we're Bible studies at 7 p.m. on Tuesdays. And our Sunday services are at 6 p.m. So we have an evening service. We don't have any morning services. Our service is Sunday at 6 p.m. again, and we're excited about what we're doing today. Again, we have some other things going on as well that we'll also be doing as well. But we're feeding the homeless today. We'll be at Kent City. We'll be at First Avenue and I-30. That's in Dallas, First Avenue and I-30. Again, next week, again, we'll be doing our bread and potato chip drive. So, you know, that's a blessing too. So we're excited about that. And I'm just excited. Also, thank you, Minister Lewis, again, for coming out, helping us. I also want to mention too, my good friend, if he called in, he's listening, Pastor Thomas Wilson. He's going to be out there with us of the True Foundation Church in South Dallas. If you're in South Dallas, you need a church to go to, True Foundation Church, South Dallas. Thank you, Pastor Wilson, for coming out helping us today as well. Also, man, we're just excited about thank God for our ministry team, Fellowship of Believers. Thank God for all those that's helping out. That's a part of this event. God is doing some amazing things. I want to say this. In closing, about leaders, we're all leaders at some point, but the best leaders are those who have the attitude to continue to follow. And what that means is, again, is that we still have to follow Christ in order to be a great leader. If you're not following Christ, you'll never be a great leader. So you have to have the attitude to continue to follow somebody who's going to lead you to greatness. And the only person that can do that, his name is Jesus.
Amen. That is so true. Also, before I let you go, you have another event coming up here at the end of the month. It's called the 7-Up. I thought that was very creative. Tell us about the genesis of the 7-Up ministry that God have blessed
you. Amen. The 7-Up program is coming up as well. We thank God for that. We're a part of a fellowship, New Generation, New Creation Fellowship. Again, we have seven great, powerful men that's going to be speaking. It's a 7-Up program. You have seven speakers. They have 7 minutes, seven topics. Minister Lewis is one of our speakers. Come on out and hear my brother in Christ. I believe he has a word for you. Pastor Wilson is one of the speakers as well. I'm one of the speakers. We also have Pastor Polk, Pastor Brown. These are all some great pastors in the city of Dallas. And so we're excited about that. Again, when the service is over, we're going to be serving a 7-Up cake, 7-Up drink. And so, it's going to be a powerful service. We're going to be at Unmerited Favor Christian Fellowship. That's in Oak Cliff, 4420 Bonneview Road. That's June 24th at 6 p.m. Come on out. Come celebrate with us. We have some awesome, powerful men that's going to go forth in the Lord. And so we're excited about everything that God is putting on the table before us.
Amen. We're looking forward to it. And I tell you what, I'm very serious about us getting together for our young men there, because I was speaking to Miss Allen with No More Violence. She really put on my heart, because I used to play sports, and we all had played sports at one time. So I love for our young men to be able to put together something with the young men that you know and some that I know. I think we can make it happen for the Lord.
Amen. And I know you and I had mentioned, I know we'll talk again about this, but I also want to just share, too, if anybody's listening, Minister Lewis and I are working on something for back to school as well. And even though school just got out, but the way these months are moving by so fast, they'll be going right back to school.
Yes,
so I know we're going to be working on something for back to school for these young people, and to do something positive with them to get them geared up ready to go back to school, as well as share a word with them and help them with some school supplies, some other things as well. So we're excited about that too.
Yeah, that's so true, so true. And while I'm thinking about it too, in August the 24th, I think it's a little bit before school started, maybe after, I'm not for sure, we're doing a luncheon down at Dallas Life Foundation. This is our 7-year apostle. Dallas Life Foundation, they open their doors up and they let us have the kitchen. And we bring in some young people and we do volunteer work down there, because I think it's very important for our young people to give back, to let them know that they'll
Amen.
Be very blessed. To let them know that it could be them. Let them know that if it is them, that somebody's still able to help them. That this isn't the end of it, you know. And so we go down there and we feed 300 or 400 residents, depending on what's going on at that time. And we do it all in one day. And they let us come in. We prepare all the food, everything. And so we're looking forward to that. We'll start soliciting and getting volunteers. And you know what? We have sponsors, and it's been a blessing to be able to do it this number of years. Because I can't afford to do this, because of God's people are so generous and so compassionate. And we bring people down from our various youth ministries. You know, the juvenile and the Salvation Army, they bring young guys down, black, white, Hispanics, and they serve men and women. And it's a joy. Those young people say, wow, I enjoy doing this. And some of them call me up from time to time. They got older now. Some of them in college and say, man, when I come down there from college, I want to go over to the Dallas Life Foundation and serve like we used to. And some of them are in the service.
Yeah.
And they still call up and say, hey, I remember when we were doing that. Are you still doing that? They call me Mr. Lewis now. And I encourage them. And I said, these young men, they get you to go around the world in places that you and I would never go because of finances, because time won't permit it. And I remember one young man I had mentored, and he ended up going to Alaska with the service. He was in the service, and he went to Hawaii, he went to Germany, then he went to Alaska, and he called me, and he said, hey, we've just finished playing a frisbee and volleyball out there, and it's like 30 degrees below zero, but this is the best place I could ever be. Thank you for doing what you do, because he was in jail, and I mentored him, and now he's in the service, and he made a career out of it. He's in charge of stuff. He has authority, and people look up to him for advice. And I said, wow. He said, man, I never thought this would happen, man. He said, I was a member of a gang, and I had people falling along left and right and behind me and in front of me, and God
right.
kept me, and now here I am telling other people where to go and where to stay, and I'm very humble because I knew it was only God that did this. And I said, wow. You know, I had an opportunity to help change
Amen.
That man's life. And I didn't do it alone. There's other people that did it too. But, you know, so
Amen.
My head
Amen.
Goes off
and
to what you're doing.
Yeah. And I certainly want to be a part of it, volunteering to be a part of that as well in August as well. So.
All right. Now, as we get ready to get out of here. Yes, sir. We're getting ready to get out of here. Give us a word of encouragement. We got 2 minutes now. Encourage us so we can be strong in the Lord. And I'm looking forward to seeing you in about 2 hours.
Well, praise God. Again, we thank God again for everything that he's done and all that he's going to do. Again, we want to just encourage anybody that's listening that whatever you may be going through, again, you have to look at life like this. Again, when you're going through a storm, amen, you can use the word of God as your surfboard. And as you ride the word of God in your storm, understand and know that whatever thing that we trust and we read and we study in the word of God, that God will bring us out all right, and we will enter in on our promises. And so we have to continue to bless God, knowing that God is going to see us through. He's going to bless you. Again, it doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter who left, who walked out. It doesn't matter where you live, where you stay. It doesn't matter what type of education you have. The God that you serve can allow you to have favor and walk into doors that people said you could never walk in. So continue to trust him and believe in him, knowing that if you believe in God, you can certainly achieve and receive everything that he has for you.
Hey, man, God bless you, Apostle. God bless you. You have been a guest, a great guest. You and Mrs. Allen for being a part of the program. Thank you for living that example that our Christ, our Lord, gave us, to be free on the inside. When I speak to you and I speak to the other guests, it gives me a sense of freedom to know that I still could be used by God, that I'm still the apple of his eye. Regardless of the things I went through, I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. It gives me the ability to get up and get out and be about my Father.
Yes.
Thank you. And looking forward to seeing you later on. Again, this is Apostle Crawford from Believers Fellowship.
Fellowship of Believers.
Yeah, what is it? I'm sorry. It's
Fellowship of Believers Ministry.
Right. God bless you. And we want to thank Miss Allen too for what she's doing over at No More Violence. And you too can go back and listen to the show in its entirety on Blog Talk Network, free on the inside. Again, Apostle, thank you. And we do this every week, so please tune in and see what God is up to and see how he's continually to encourage all of us in the ministry. Let us know that we're not alone. We never know what God is our program director. And so we're excited about when he sent us to somebody. They say, yes, I'm available. I said, wow, thank you, Jesus. Again, enjoy your day. I'll be speaking with you at a later date, okay?
All right, same here, sir.
All right, God bless you. Amen. As we get ready to wind down this program, thank you very much for being a part of what we're doing here. And you know, God has something for you. Just have to open your eyes and you can see what he has for you. Thank you once again, Miss Allen with No More Violence, with Apostle Crawford, with Fellowship of Believers Ministry. And thank you, my listening audience. Go back and listen to this program in its entirety. And God be the glory. Gracious Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for what we experience. We thank you for these men and women, dear Lord, that's stepping out on faith, dear Lord, that's believing that you are God. There is no other. These men that you have called for such a time just to change the hearts of men and women, dear Lord. Dear Lord, bless them, show them favor, for me, your perfect will. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
True Cool is effortless. If you're trying, you're failing. It should be as easy as tying your shoes or your Reebok Classics. The shoes you've loved forever are back, as cool, as classic, as effortless as ever, and true to their original style. So while things are always changing, one thing is for certain, effortless cool is always classic. Shop Reebok Classics at the Reebok Outlet in Grand Prairie or on Reebok.com.